T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the lines are open for you, I know, at 716-803-0930, otherwise known as 803-0930. Thank you. The cell phone number is *930, and the toll-free number is 1-800-616-WBEN. If you are just joining us, plenty of things are happening. Now, there is a new development. Mr. Goodbar, they are now going to require proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Photos of vaccine cards will not be accepted. In order to get into Mr. Goodbar, you will have to have your physical vaccination card or the New York State Excelsior Pass, which you can download onto your cell phone, or a clear digital vaccine card, or if you're Canadian, a Canadian vaccination receipt. Now, there is an important thing to point out. This is not a county mandate, all right? Mr. Goodbar is a private business. They know their customer base. If Mr. Goodbar wants to have a vaccine mandate and thus limit the potential base of customers they would have coming into their joint, that's up to Mr. Goodbar. And that's the way it ought to be. Businesses, you know what? If you want to decide to have a vaccine mandate, I believe you should be free to have a vaccine mandate. Now, as far as the issue of segregation and how legal or lawful this is to bar entry into your establishment based on a vaccine, that's up to the attorneys and the judges. There are some people who literally, medically, cannot take the vaccine, any of the vaccines, so-called, because there are ingredients to which they are allergic. Other people do not want the vaccine and have been advised to not receive the vaccine because they already have had COVID. They've already had it. But Mr. Goodbar, and this is, now this, maybe somebody else has done this. This is the first I've heard about this as far as Western New York is concerned. Mr. Goodbar is requiring proof of vaccination. Now, I haven't been to Mr. Goodbar in a long time. It's been a long time since I've been to Mr. Goodbar. So this doesn't affect me at all. It might affect you, and if it does, let me know. But look, if I ran a bar and restaurant, I would know my customer base. And if the owners of Mr. Goodbar believe that its customer base prefers to be with other people who are vaccinated, because obviously the vaccine works so well, then that's their choice. And again, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Mr. Goodbar isn't exactly the only bar restaurant in Buffalo. there are more than a couple. So again, this is, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to say, this is horrible, this is evil? Well, how about no? Because this is not something I would do, and I would not patronize Mr. Goodbar, even though I am fully vaccinated. But I just won't go there. And I don't think they're going to miss me, because they haven't missed me in a long, long time. But I think businesses, look, I'm not going to ride Mr. Goodbar for putting in a vaccination mandate. I think it's stupid, but I'm not going to ride them for it. It's their business. Let them run it the way they want to do it. They want to make vaccinated people only? So be it. Let them have vaccinated people only. Now, I don't know who owns Mr. Goodbar and to whom they donate money politically. I don't know if this is calculated. I mean, I have no idea whether, you know, there's any intercourse here between the people who own Mr. Goodbar and the Poland Cars people or the Democrat Party. I have no idea. But when you take it at its face value, it is a business making a decision it believes is in its best interest. So be it. And you have a choice. You can go there or you can go to one of the other, 1 million or more restaurants and bars that we have in Western New York. So, look, I personally don't have a problem with this. It's their choice. But forgive me for repeating myself. I tend to do that sometimes. But, look, I mean, is there a legal issue here for people who really, really, really want to go to Mr. Goodbar but they can't get vaccinated because of allergies? I have no idea. But, like I say, it's not like there's not other places you could go. But I would have a major problem, and Frank Todaro alluded to this, is Mark Poland Cars, is he clearing the way for vaccine mandates for all places, including public schools? And if you're just joining us, Mark Poland Cars actually had the balls to text out earlier today something that I cannot now find. A tweet. Thank you to all the persons and business owners who have contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. While there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. Okay, that's not what I'm hearing out there. That's not what I'm hearing. It's not what my friends are saying, and my friends aren't all a bunch of Neanderthal, knuckle-dragging, SUV-driving, conservative, Trump-loving, orange people. I'm just saying. So I think Mark Poland Cars is lying, and it's a county phone record. So I want to see Mark Poland Cars' office phone number, his office phone records from 2 p.m. yesterday until 2 p.m. today when I came on the air. I want to know how many calls came into his office, how many calls were answered, and then of the answered phone calls, I would like to go back and call those people and say, hey, I'm curious, if you care to share it with me, you called the county executive's office, are you for or against what he's done? And you don't have to call everybody, you can just do a statistically based sample of callers that actually made it. And if Mark Poland Cars is lying about this, I think he should resign. He won't, but I think he should resign because there is no way in hell. I mean, there's times I get things wrong, guys. I'm not going to lie. It happens, once a decade, once every hour. I mean, there are times I get things wrong. But the overwhelming majority of people in Erie County, in my opinion, especially those who like to go out, do not favor this mandate. Now, when you talk about residents of Erie County, big difference between the overall residential population of Erie County and those who actually, on a regular basis, go out to bars and restaurants. There are some people who don't go out as much as you might or as much as I might. I mean, folks, I typically am out every single night of the week, okay? I am single-handedly responsible for keeping numerous restaurants and bars in business. I drop a lot of money every week in bars and restaurants. Not going to lie. Because you know why? Life is short, and I want to enjoy it as much as I can with the people about whom I care. So it doesn't matter what my 88-year-old mother feels about mask mandates, because she's not going to be out partying with us, generally speaking. Actually, she would be opposed to the mask mandates, just so we're all on the record with that. But, if somebody doesn't go out, their opinion doesn't really count. I mean, those of us who do and the restaurant owners, their opinions are the ones that count. All right, let me take some phone calls on WBEN. I think this is just outrageous. And the breaking news, I guess, is State Senator Pat Gallivan is working on stripping Paul Incarce's powers from him in the public officers law of New York State 24-1. But here's the problem. And you know what the problem is. Is it even going to pass the state Senate? Is it going to pass the state assembly? And then if it miraculously did, is Kathy Hochul going to strip Mark Poloncarz of his powers? No, because Mark Poloncarz is already on record as saying, hey, Kathy Hochul backs me up on this. Like, you know, shocking. One left-wing Democrat supports another left-wing Democrat. Even though when Kathy Hochul ran for Congress, she tried and actually hoodwinked a lot of people that I thought knew better into believing she was some kind of a moderate Democrat. She isn't, she wasn't, and she never will be. I mean, what do you want me to say? Mark Poloncarz strike you as being moderate? And really quickly, before I go to calls, I'm sorry. But as I said to Frank Todaro from the county legislature, I'm very alarmed and concerned that in Erie County, we have a county executive who is crazed with power. It's not normal. It's not right. Have you ever known a politician, especially some pissant county executive, to say, I have power, I have authority, and basically just be giddy as a schoolgirl when he lords over us this power that he has? Hey, Mark, numbnuts, you don't have any power. You know who has the power in America? We, the people. The only power you have is the power we let you borrow for a four-year term at a time. So that's your power, Mark. You don't have power. We have the power. We are the people. It is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Joe on WBEN. Joe, you're on. Hello.
Hi, it's Joe from Joey's Place Restaurant. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, we were thinking the same thing. And no, I'm not making anyone in the restaurant wear masks. I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for it, but I'm trying to make a stand. I wish everyone would group together and do it. But so many people won't. And it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so did you try to call the county executive of Erie County at 716-858-8500?
I did. I couldn't get through at the time, so I called my legislator, Kevin Hardwick. And
Kevin, I'm a conservative. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm a liberal Hardwick. Got it.
Yeah, he basically was kind of siding with, well, he's going to let me know if I can put a vaccination thing up on the window stating that if you're vaccinated and show your card, you can come in without a mask on.
Well, I think it was pretty obvious in yesterday's news conference that's not going to be acceptable.
Right. That's why I didn't understand why he was telling me that.
To appease you because he's looking forward to his new job as county controller, he ran against Lynn Dixon. He beat Lynn Dixon just like Mark Poloncarz did a couple of years ago. And let me ask you something, Joe. As a restaurant owner, if the election were held today, Mark Poloncarz against Lynn Dixon, is there any doubt that Mark Poloncarz would win?
No, I would be voting for Lynn Dixon.
No, but I have a fear that given the political makeup of Erie County and the power of the machine of Erie County, that Mark Poloncarz would win. And there's a lot of people out there who don't even know about the mandate.
Yes, I agree with you on that completely. I do. And, you know, Kathy Hochul backs him up 100%. So any bill presented to her, she's just going to turn down.
Well, exactly. It's not going to pass, and there aren't enough votes to turn it down. So you say that you're not going to be enforcing the mask mandate, and you do realize that, for future calls, unless I personally know you, I'd appreciate it if you don't name the restaurant, because it would be so easy for people to call in and say, I own Tom's restaurant, and I'm not going to, but you're not really Tom. So
yeah.
Future calls, please don't give me the restaurant name unless I personally know you. you basically are putting yourself out there to be made an example of. How long, let's put it this way, how long can your restaurant stay in business? I mean, you've got the staffing issues. Nobody wants to work. You've got one cook probably working 80-hour weeks. I'm just exaggerating here. But, how long can this continue for you?
Oh, it's not going to continue a long time for us. It's not at all. I mean, if they shut us down, There's no choice. I'll be close.
All right. I thank you and wish you the best of luck. Yeah, I mean, there are people that I've asked to call in that are restaurant owners. None of them have, showing me that apparently my money spends well, but you don't want to call into the show. Just say, I don't hold grudges. 803-0930, here is Jim in Lancaster. Jim, here on WBEN.
How you doing, Tom?
Hello.
Hey, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not shopping in Erie County anymore. I'm taking my money outside the county.
Well, it's easy to say that. How close are? I mean, you're in Lancaster. You're like right smack dab in the middle of Erie County, and Lancaster's a big town anyway.
I don't care. I'm not giving polling cards any of my money. He's going to pull stuff like this. No, thank you.
Well, explain to me, Jim, in Lancaster, the people you know, do they support or not support this mask mandate?
They don't support it at all.
Well, see, my experience is not only do people not support it, they're angry about it. They're passionate about it.
Yes, all my friends are angry about it.
And does this include people who might have voted for Biden on the left as well as those who voted for DT?
Yes.
See, that's my experience. I know some people who are on the left, and because their livelihoods are impacted by this, they're not in favor of the mask mandates. I mean, those of you in the local music community, how are you going to play a gig if the restaurant or bar can't afford to pay you? You're going to be, I mean, there are bands that actually broke up during COVID because they were, for example, wedding bands or bar bands, and they're never going to get back together again. And, you know, you've destroyed the music infrastructure to some extent.
Right. And, I also drive Uber. I don't require a mask in my car.
Well, corporate, I believe, says you should.
Yeah, I don't care what they say. It's my private car. I do what I want.
All right. Fair enough. I'm not offended and I'm not hurt. I don't worry about COVID. Been there, done that. And frankly, for me, it wasn't a big deal.
That's how I feel about it, too. If I get it, I get it.
And chances are you're going to get it. I'm the one who... I went along with everything CDC was saying at the beginning until it became clear that there was a political motive, until it became clear that they weren't following the science. And I'm the one who said, look, and this is actually Mrs. Nerd, look, this isn't going anywhere. You're going to have to learn to live with COVID being a part of our lives, and chances are you're going to get it. At some point, you're going to get it.
Yes, I've had family members who've had it. You know, I know it's only a matter of time. I'm fully vaccinated with the booster. It doesn't matter. It's going to come to me sooner or later.
Well, I thank you, and I wish you good luck. I know people right now who have COVID. COVID is lethal among older people with a lot of comorbidities. Typically speaking, for younger people, it is... You know, it's not going to kill you. There's always going to be exceptions, folks, always exceptions. We're talking about statistics. It's like, I've told you this a million times, you buy a lottery ticket, your statistical chance of winning that lottery ticket is zero. But in the real world, millions of people buy tickets, there's always one or two, eventually, who end up winning. So it's statistically impossible, but there's always the exception to every rule. You know what we're talking about. I don't think I need to restate it. Your telephone calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, I would ask you to call Mark Poloncarz, who claims that people, we are a vocal minority, that most people in Erie County support the mask mandate, and boy, they've been ringing his phone off the hook. I would like you to call him, please, 716-858-8500. Note the time you made the call, with whom you spoke, and the message you gave Mark Poloncarz. The only thing I ask is that you not be rude when you call in. Don't swear. Don't be abusive. Be polite. Represent yourself well, and then let me know what happened. And I think Poloncarz is full of crap when he claims that, people support, it's a vocal minority opposed to this. That sounds to me like somebody who just stepped in a pile of doggy do and is trying to get us to imagine that it really doesn't stink in the car.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
They should actually rename this song Booker's Theme Song. Oh, keep it up there. I wasn't kidding. Between Frank Todaro, Booker, and me, I think we know everybody in Western New York. I'd be hard-pressed to think of somebody we don't know, actually. All right, it is 3:39. He was in rare form last night. I'm sorry I missed him, but Monday is bowling night, but we just missed each other like ships passing in the night. Anyway, hi, it's Tommy, otherwise known as Tom Bowerly, sometimes known as Tommy Nerd. And I could try to confuse you more, but I think you know what we're talking about. So here's the deal. Now, Pasquale Maggiore, I'm sorry to make you do this. Hey, think of it as a workout. But because Mark Poloncarz, this is my personal opinion, I believe he's lying. And I believe if we can catch him in a lie, we need Mark Poloncarz to resign. Mark Poloncarz tweeted out this afternoon, thank you to all the persons and business owners who've contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. While there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. I think Mark Poloncarz is lying in this tweet, and I'd like to prove it. I'd like to prove it by getting his phone records for the period yesterday, 2 p.m., until today at 2 p.m. How many calls came into the office? How many calls were answered? All right. From whom did those calls come? How many business owners contacted his office? Now, he didn't say me or me on the telephone, which would include his private cell phone. He was really clear. My office. Those are county records. We are entitled to look at those records. So Mark Poloncarz can prove it. Hey, here's the phone calls that came in from X number. We can go back and call that number, say, would you mind sharing with us your opinion on the mask mandate? So, typically, folks, use your common sense. You know how many people call Tim Wenger to say, Tim, I'd like to talk about Tom Bowerly. I'd like to tell you what a wonderful human being he is and what a great job he does on the radio. Do you think they do that with Bellavia? Oh, Tim, I got to tell you that David Bellavia, you know what? He is the absolute most incredibly awesome talk show host there's ever been. All right? Did they do it with Sandy Beach? No. You know when people call in? People call in when they want to bitch about something. People, it's human nature. People don't call in to tell you what a great job you're doing, all right? That doesn't matter that David is awesome. It doesn't matter that I'm mediocre. It doesn't matter that Sandy was awesome. People call in to bitch when they think you're not. Think about it. When's the last time you called somebody to say, I just want to let you know that so-and-so is doing a fine job? No. When you call is when you find the hair in your pizza. That's when you call. And Mark Poloncarz, my opinion, is lying. And I think if we can catch him in a lie, I think he's got to resign. Because if you lie to your constituents about this, what else are you lying about? I mean, how many people in your life know somebody who unnecessarily lies about little things? And you wonder, well, what else are you lying about that's a big thing? Now, Pasquale Maggiore is in the next room. He's he makes any magic happen if it happens on this show. We've been asking people to call Mark Poloncarz, okay, because we wanted him to put out a tweet saying, hey, guess what? today a whole bunch of people called in to say, I suck, and they do not favor the mask mandate. What have people been telling you about their exchanges and intercourse with the county executive?
Pretty much everybody that has called in has mentioned that the voicemail box is full. I called myself. Voicemail box is indeed full. There's a woman by the name of Joyce. Her last name, I believe, is Kaplinski or Kuklinski. So I believe she's the one that would take the messages if they were able to leave them.
Okay, but the phone rang. So you didn't get a busy signal. Okay, the phone rang. It went to voicemail. My understanding is you then get a message saying the voicemail is full. Is that correct?
Yes, like if you call somebody's cell phone and they're avoiding people and, you know, the mailbox is full, so you can't leave a message.
Now, I'm just thinking to myself, is there any reason to believe that it would not have been the case yesterday when he announced the mask mandate? Don't know the answer.
I'm going to guess that the mailbox has been full since maybe 2 Marches ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. But, you know, Mark Poloncarz claims that all of the persons and business owners who've contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate. I want proof. And those phone records are county taxpayer accessible. I want proof. Because today, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's been emailing me and calling into Pasquale has said the same thing. You don't even get to leave a message because the mailbox is full. So why would it be any different yesterday? So let's see. The county office hours, do they end at 5 or do they end at 4:30? So Mark Poloncarz made the announcement yesterday along with Gail Burstein, the health commissioner and proud owner of a Range Rover and Land Rover, whatever. But anyway, she's got good taste in vehicles, not going to lie. But anyway, so you're going to tell me, I'm not sure when Mark Poloncarz put out this tweet because I'm not on Twitter. So let's just say, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say the county executive's office closes at 5 p.m., okay? So the news conference was finished at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. So that gives 2.5 hours of time for people to have called. Now, when did he put out this tweet today? Renee, you can text me and let me know. What time did this tweet come out? Because basically, folks, all I'm asking for is the phone records for a very finite period of hours. And again, why am I doing this? Because if the county executive is lying when he's painting a picture of a tidal wave of support for the mask mandate, then he needs to resign. He's lost the faith of people. And there's something wrong with this guy. Anybody who's got to tell you how much power they have, I'm telling you, there's something really not right about that. No politician is going to say that, and very few people in the real world are going to say that. Oh, I've got power. I've got power. You know the really interesting thing about life? Yeah. The people who really have the juice, they don't go around telling you how much juice they have. They just make a call and things get done. That's power. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Really quickly. People sent me emails and stuff to bitch about Mr. Goodbar instituting a vaccine mandate. Well, I'm not going to do that because Mr. Goodbar is a private business and they can put any mandate they want to put into effect. As far as I'm concerned, my body, my choice, my restaurant, my choice. If they don't want non-vaccinated people in their restaurant, you know, screw them. I just won't go. Like, I haven't gone for a long, long time. They're not going to miss my business. But if they believe that their customer base wants a mask mandate, they've got every right to do it. And by the way, another restaurant, Jackrabbit, I hear they're going to be doing the same thing. They're going to have a vaccine mandate shortly. I would like to know who owns these places and whether they've made political contributions, because I'm wondering if they're trying to establish this as the new normal. So when Poloncarz does it, because he's so powerful, that we all say, oh, that's just the way it is. It's the new normal. Anyway, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Dave on a cell phone. Dave, you're on. Hello. Dave, I need you to talk. Go ahead, please.
How are we doing this afternoon?
Go right ahead.
Hey, Bowerly. Trucker Dave out here.
Okay. Please go ahead. I got a lot of people who want to talk.
Yes, sir. I'm delivering freight, and I don't play the mandate game, and I resist the mandates. And on January 4th, when Biden's mandate goes into effect, which was something concocted by Pete Buttigieg, that transportation secretary, y'all better have your toilet paper and your supplies lined up, because there may be a lot of truck drivers that won't be taken to the road that week. I'm just giving it to you ahead of time,
folks. I've gotten some emails from people who have expressed that very concern that, hey, I'm a truck driver. I'm not going to get the mandate, so you might want to stock up on stuff. But Joe Beamer talked about this morning. You know, there are elections in 2022. There's an election in 2024. And unless the American people totally have their heads in their collective recti, these people need to be swept out of office. This is absurd what they're doing to us. I mean, look, the horrible changes in America, our supply chain, our supermarkets looking like Moscow supermarkets in the 1970s and 80s would not have happened under Donald Trump. Would not have happened. Wouldn't have been allowed to happen.
Amen. I believe you. And I'm not against the vaccine to such an extent that I don't want anybody to get it. But the last flu vaccine I had 30 years ago made me sicker than a dog, and I haven't had a shot since. And I wear a mask where it's mandated by the customer that I'm serving. If they want me to wear a mask, that's fine. I'm in and out, make my delivery, get out of the way. But I'm not going to be wandering around wearing one just so they can see that I'm a sheep, because I'm a black sheep, I guess, and I'm a rebel. And I'm not going to play their game. So, people, if you want to get your toilet paper and all your supplies ready, get it in the next few weeks, because January 4th is D-Day. And then if they don't back down off of that, well, you'll see a lot of truck drivers that will not be making their regularly scheduled rounds, folks. And look.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I do have a lot of people who want to talk, so the faster you launch into what you want to say, the better off it is. Not that I don't enjoy pleasantries. I prefer tips, though. Okay, so thank you to Renee Zeno, who ran for Congress against Brian Higgins. The Mark Poloncarz tweet thanking all the residents and business owners who thanked him for the mask mandate, that came out at 11:42 this morning. So in that the news conference where Poloncarz told us again how powerful he is and how virile and how engorged he is and how masculine he is and how well endowed he is with power. Okay, that news conference went from 2 until 2:30 yesterday. So let's give Poloncarz the benefit of the doubt and say his office switchboard is open until 5 o'clock. I think it's more like 4:30, but I could be wrong. Let's just say it's 5 o'clock. So that's 2.5 hours right there. Now, the business day starts at 9 a.m., correct? Okay, so let's just the common sense here. So if he put the tweet out at 11:42 this morning, I'm a little – this is why I don't read the text board. I'm slow. Okay. 10, 11, that's 2 hours and 42 minutes. So 2 hours and 42 minutes of possible phone availability at his office today. So Mark Poloncarz, based on 5 hours of switchboard telephone availability at his office, is trying to make us believe that the majority of people, well, I'll read the tweet myself. This is based on five, and that's being generous, 5 hours of actual business time where the phone switchboard would have been open, okay, says thank you to all the persons and business owners who have contacted my office, not his cell phone, my office, commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. While there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. I call BS. And again, folks, like I said earlier, people don't call the radio station to say, you know, David Bellavia, is possibly the best person I've ever heard on the radio anywhere, and I've been alive since the beginning of time. People don't call to say, that Joe Beamer, I think he should actually sing more. I love him. He's a magnificent human being. They don't call in and say, you know, Tom Bowerly, I wish we got a chance to hear more stories about his friends and how many he has. They don't call with that. People call in because they want to complain about us. It doesn't matter how good David is. They're going to call to bitch about him. Doesn't matter that I offer mediocrity. People still call in to bitch. They only call in to bitch. Ask Wenger sometime. I mean, he, believe me, maybe one out of 1,000 calls will be, you know, Tom, Joe, and David, Tim, you've got yourself a very fine radio station. No. They'll call to complain. They don't call to say, I support you. So Polenkar is trying to get us to believe that people were calling to support him, that we are a vocal minority. He's full of crap. I mean, how can you trust a guy who gets off? It's like an aphrodisiac to him. I mean, does he not need Viagra when he looks into the mirror? I'm starting to wonder. I mean, he is so eager to tell us how much power he has and lord it over us. Folks, that is not normal. But if he's also a liar, then he's broken faith with his public and he needs to resign. So Mark Polenkar's 5 hours of telephone records, that's what I want you to release. 2:30, we'll make it 2 p.m. yesterday until 5 p.m. yesterday. That's 3 hours. You tweeted at 11:42 this morning. So that's another 2 hours and 42 minutes, possibly. So we'll put about 7.5 hours. 5.5 hours. Clearly, math was not my strong suit. Release those phone records. I want those records released. Who called you? I'd like to then verify their opinion by reverse dialing them. What businesses specifically, Mark, called during those hours to support you, to express their support? The ones in Niagara County, maybe, or Chautauqua County? If I just stocked up on my liquor bill, like Scooter did at a local joint, if I just bought a whole bunch of booze for Thanksgiving night, just to find out days before that I'm not going to have anything like the crowd I thought I was going to have, Mark Polenkar, I wouldn't exactly be calling to thank you. Hi, Mark. Thank you for sodomizing my business. Really a pleasure. I enjoy eating cat food. It doesn't make any sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.